Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Hello and welcome back to our Word of the Week series. I'm Pastor Tom Nauman, and our word for today is inspiration. Inspiration is really a technical term for the Holy Spirit's supernatural guidance of those who received special revelation from God as they wrote the books of the Bible. So we know there's 66 books in the Bible. They were written from a period of about 1500 BC all the way to about 100 AD by almost 40 different writers. And we know that each and every book of the Bible is true because it is inspired. That's the word that we're focusing on again today. Inspiration. It's really short for verbal inspiration, which is one of the main doctrines of the Bible. Verbal inspiration is the teaching that all the words of the Bible are the Word of God because the Holy Spirit gave the holy writers the thoughts and the very words which He wanted in His book. That's obviously really important for us because it tells us that the Bible is true. It tells us that the Bible contains only truth. It does not contain any error on any subject of which it speaks. That means theology, that means geography, science, history, everything. Everything in the Bible is completely true. We know this because there's passages that tell us that the Bible is inspired by God. Most prominently is 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, which says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." That's where we get that word. In the Greek, the word really means God-breathed. And you'll see some translations will actually say that in 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is breathed out by God. I really like that because it combines the idea of God and the Spirit as one thing working into the writer, the words and the meaning of what God is trying to say. So when we look at the Bible, we don't just have words of men, we have the actual mind of God Himself. Did you know that this is something that you confess to believe? Probably almost at least once a month. It's part of the Nicene Creed. When we get to the part about the Holy Spirit, we say, "And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets." There it is. That's the doctrine of verbal inspiration in our very own Nicene Creed. Another passage which lends itself to this teaching, 2 Peter 1:21. That passage says, "No prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." And that really gives us a neat image as well. I was always taught to think about it like a sailboat. If you have a sailboat sitting on a big lake and there's no wind, it's not going anywhere, is it? But as soon as that wind picks up and the sail is unfurled, the wind fills the sail and the sailboat can race across the lake. Same thing with the writers of the Bible. Without the Spirit filling their sail and telling them what to write down, they wouldn't have written the Bible at all. But that's exactly what happened. And so the Bible is clear in this teaching of verbal inspiration. It's clear that it gives its readers information about the way God would have them go, especially the way to eternal life through faith in Jesus. The Bible has all the information that human beings need so that they can learn about their Savior from sin and become wise to salvation through faith in Him. And that's what verbal inspiration is all about.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.